Yes, and here I am back live after a hiatus of a couple of weeks. I want to thank John Couch, our production engineer, for substituting last week for me. I have been down at the SABA, the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association Home and Garden Show. It was a three-day spell, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, as far as being on deck. However, by the time we loaded in, which is the Monday before, and then loaded out the Monday afterward, it takes a good week, a nice chunk of our time, in order to prepare a wonderful booth for the patrons of the home show, that being the individuals in the Tucson metropolitan area that came down to visit us throughout the period of time. It was a great show from that standpoint, and I really appreciate all the participants that stopped in and said hello, as well as some family and friends that I haven't seen for a while. Those of you who dropped into the store after the show, I thank you very much for that compliment, as we worked on several individual items that people had of interest. It was a great show, a lot of participation in the people over there, a lot of activities going on, a lot of good stage shows. It was a nice place to sit and have lunch. We'd go out in the food court area and grab some nice Mexican food, some nice tri-tip that it was barbecued by Barbecues for You, and a few other the nice items that were there. Then go sit and listen to the culinary arts display, organizational displays that was on the stage. Very informative. Those that you may have missed it and took other avenues, I hope it all worked out a great benefit for you, but they were sure very, very informative throughout that period of time. There's another SABA Home Show coming up in the fall, so keep that in mind. You can go online and find out when it is and preserve the time for that, and then come down and visit all the wonderful people who participate as vendors or show people as far as that goes. So thanks a lot, folks, for all the participation, and I really appreciate that. Several items of interest from the home show itself was associated with cabinet refacing that seems to be coming up again. It is an excellent way of providing a new face to your cabinetry, but there are several requirements if you're going to do a price comparison that you need to try to be aware of. So refacing in itself really means that you're changing the front look or the presentation of your cabinetry. And normally it would include a brand new door system as well as a brand new drawer front. And then if it is a face frame cabinet, you would want to redo the face frame in the likable or supporting colors that you would be interested in either painting, if you chose a painting route, or if it's a stain route, you can do that also. People get concerned, so to speak, or interested in how do you take care of the face frames of cabinetry or the front edges of cabinetry, and there are materials available to accomplish that. So after you decide to do a refacing operation, there are several questions that need to be asked to see if you are what is considered from a theoretical standpoint, a candidate for refacing. However, there is, as far as the face frame goes, there is what we call a PSA skin that is a pressure-sensitive adhesive, and it's a wood veneer skin that is stained and has the same characteristics as the cabinetry, door, and drawer fronts that you plan on purchasing. So that being in mind, it does, for the base cabinets at least, become a hand-to-knee operation through cutting of the strips and also placing them on the cabinetry face. They are a peel-and-stick operation. They need to be temperature-controlled because if it's too cold or too hot, things are not going to quite work properly. So it takes a lot of cutting and stripping and then putting them on, a little bit of trimming associated with that. But there was a lot of questions concerning that. We do have a couple projects that we're working on at the present time in order to provide the materials to the customer in order to handle that. We have about two door companies that can give us any size of doors that we need, with several wood species available, several colors of stains, and can supply us with the PSA skins. We can take any door and make it from an exposed hinge, of which you may have, to a hidden hinge. We can make them soft close. Now, we don't make them per se, but we can provide them for you in a soft close type environment, as well as if you decide to change out the drawer glides, we can set you up with soft close drawer glides too. Whether it's a full overlay system, whether it is a faceless frame cabinet system, we can do that. We can change a lot of things within the cabinetry. But when you take a look at the overall cost of refacing versus the total remodeling of a kitchen, which are really two different aspects of remodeling from that standpoint. So come on down and talk to us about it. We'll explain the environment that's associated with each one of them. And either one of them may be a little bit more than what you think about, but one will give you more efficiencies in your entire kitchen, where the other basically is you like your cabinets, you like the efficiency of your kitchen, you're not going to change your countertop, and we can give you a whole new look with the very same cabinets that you have present. Which also brings up another aspect. We do have the capability, if you happen to have some water damage in your cabinetry, with that being in mind, bring down your good face frames, and we can build a brand new box for you, and it can be inserted right under your present countertop from that standpoint. When you do have a serious water damage, I would suggest that you be on top of the demolition or the mediation, as they call it, that's going to occur, and let the people know that you need to have as much of everything that is going to be touched, preserved in its most pristine condition. And normally the only part that's going to be damaged with a water type of operation is going to be the what we call the carcass or the box of the cabinetry. So that's the two sides, the floor and the back of the base cabinets. So if you love your kitchen and you love your face frame and everything else involved with a good face frame, we can build a brand new box for you, and it could be inserted right under the existing countertop, and none of that stuff has to be removed. So be on top of what occurs. Don't get too excited because you have a serious problem. Calmness is always the best way to associate yourself with this and say, look, I want every one of these things preserved. I want nothing thrown away. I want nothing broken. And then we can surely give you a helping hand. You can always tear things apart, but once they start tearing apart, you may not be able to put anything back together again. So we're coming upon our first break at the present time. Seems rather interesting how fast this program goes. I guess it's because we at A. Hennyman's Haven enjoys doing this, and we'll talk more when we get back off the break, and John is ready to go with the fine break system we have set up here at AM 1030 The Voice with trusted local news and talk. So take it away, John. John is just giving me the big cue, folks. We're back on the air. I am Maurice Cerrone, transmitting in the A. Hennyman's Haven radio studio on AM 1030 The Voice with trusted local news and talk. I am the owner of A. Hennyman's Haven, along with my lovely wife. Our Tucson address is at 1724 South 6th Avenue. That places us six blocks south of 22nd Street on the west side of the street in the big yellow building. If you get to 29th Street, you've gone one block too far, and we're back over your right shoulder to the northwest. Our phone number on location in Tucson is 520-624-7200. The phone is answered between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. If for some reason we're all busy yakking away with other customers or providing our fine customer service, there is an option of leaving us a message, and we'll address the message as soon as we can in order to get back with you and discuss with you your needs. We have a Green Valley location, which is the northern end of Green Valley. You could exit on the Duval Mine Road if you're coming up to the north or going to the south. Then immediately get into the east-west roadway structure there and get to the south lane or the far left-hand lane, because you'll have to make a left turn down the frontage road to head on down to Calle de las Tiendas. Or the first point will be exiting on one of the Duval Mine Roads in that area, and then intercepting Calle de las Tiendas, and then driving over to 125 West Calle de las Tiendas, and that's Suite 103 Alpha. If you know where the Manuel's Mexican Food restaurant is, when you walk out of the front door, if you keep walking across the street, you'll walk right into the Ahenny Manhaven location in that little strip office center in that area. Our phone number on location is 520-369-4858. Hours of operation, a little bit tenuous at the present time. We've had some sickness in that area, so you may want to call and see if the store is open this week coming up. We've had two of our employees with the so-called stomach flu that's going around, and we have to check on a daily basis to see how the store is up and operating. But you can use that phone number and call, and if nobody answers down there, it'll revert back up to the Tucson office, and we'll be able to address the issue from that standpoint for each and every one of you. One of the other things that have come up is commercial doors. We seem to be providing customers with the steel frames. Many of you heard of the Timely frame. We can provide the commercial solid core doors if that's of your interest, as well as hollow core doors. We also have available ADA qualified latches with levers, which are a nice addition. We can get them in the keyed entry system as well as in the passage system, which means that's like a closet as an example. That's called a passage, a latching system. And then if you happen to have a room that when you enter it, you like to lock it, that's called a privacy lock, a privacy latch, and we can get those also. Deadbolts can be the same for either one of them, whether it's ADA or non-ADA. We also have ADA-qualified thresholds. For those of you who may wonder what acronym I'm using, that's the Americans Disability Act requirements, that certain things have to have that compliance in order to be in concert with the proper code for the building structure that is going to require those types of doors. The threshold in itself has to be a quarter inch high or a half inch high, no higher than that. And there is an ADA requirement for the door opening. Many people are of the opinion that a 32 inch door will provide a 32 inch opening. And yes, that may, but that door has to continue all the way around to 270 degrees of opening and be flush up against another wall structure. Unfortunately, many doors in homes and even in commercial installations, they have the door opening up against a wall structure that's 90 degrees to the door opening, and that in itself is not going to provide you the 32 inches of opening. The better avenue of doing it is setting yourself up with a 36-inch door that will give you an adequate amount of opening in order to comply with the ADA requirements. Another thing on countertops, one of our specialties is providing countertops. We do provide all countertops except for tile countertops and stainless steel. So whether you are interested in quartz countertops or natural stone countertops or just the excellent laminate countertops that are available today, we can set you up and provide you with that type of remodeling situation that would meet your needs. One of our main specialties is laminate countertops because we have the cutting equipment on property in order to prep an entire countertop for you in whatever activity that you would like to accomplish. So we have a fully formed countertop, and what we mean by that, either that will be associated with a kitchen area or a bathroom area, or laminate countertops can actually go any place that you need to have a countertop. be it a foyer, be it a laundry room, bathrooms, as I mentioned earlier, garages, activity room, family room, dens, offices, showroom, commercial or residential. When I sort of enjoy when individuals come in and say, I need to have a countertop or cabinets for my laundry room. And if I'm getting a little excited when they come in and ask for that, I says, well, I've got some nice kitchen cabinets. Would that work for you? No, I don't want kitchen cabinets. I want laundry cabinets. So I go through the little diatribe. A cabinet is a cabinet, folks. It could be used anywhere you want. If you want to use it outside in your front porch, now it's a front porch cabinet. That may be the very same cabinet we're going to use in your kitchen. So cabinets are cabinets. That's like an automobile. You know, when you drive an automobile, nobody knows what automobile you're driving until you tell them that you're driving a Ford or you're driving a Chevy or you're driving a Maserati or a Tesla or whatever it happens to be. So that's sort of the adjective associated with the automobile that you're driving. So the same is on countertops. So we have a fully formed countertop that can be 12 feet long. That's the longest that they end up making those types of countertops in a fully formed operation. That comes with a coved-in backsplash already attached. And we can provide you that countertop, that 12 feet, for $108. That is far less than you are able to get any natural stone or quartz-type countertop. So I like to emphasize that. The most economical way that you could provide a countertop fully cut to all the straight measurements that you want will be at A Handyman's Haven. 12 feet of countertop cut up into various segments that you may need on straight cuts for $108. I think that's a pretty good price. I don't believe anybody else in Tucson can market those countertops at that price unless they're doing some financial adjustment from that standpoint. We also have available miter cuts if you so desire. We have side splashes available. We can end cap the ends of it to give you the finished look, which should be a requirement on all customers because as water drips over the edge, it can damage the substrate of the countertop. As again, straight cuts are all complimentary. Miter cuts are an expense as well as us putting on the buildup for the finishing the ends. And then any other particular thing that you may want, special notches, clip corners, from that standpoint. We can have those countertops ready to go for you in 3 to 5 business days, which will give you a tremendous opportunity to finish things of that nature. The other thing we do is our specialty in A Handyman's Haven is that we could provide you a single piece of countertop that can be of various dimensions and sizes. We label those as our seamless countertop because many customers have an L-shaped kitchen or a U-shaped kitchen or they have a G-shaped type kitchen, which means that they have a lot of at least a 45-degree miter. Some kitchens, of which I worked on this present week, has a 22.5-degree miters twice in a corner, because they have a diagonal corner piece instead of a 90-degree corners piece. So we can provide that in one piece. We can basically eliminate the seams, the miters that occur. If we do have to make a seam, you'll find that in our fabrication of the countertop that the laminate seam on the top is not going to line up with the substrate seam that's underneath the countertop. So therefore, when you have movement, expansion, and contraction, like every home has, some 20 periods of time during the day, that the joint is not going to come separated, and therefore you'll have almost a 100% prevention of water seeping down through the particle board from that standpoint. I see we have a phone caller on the line. We have Ingrid. Good afternoon, Ingrid. Welcome to the show.
Yes. Are you having trouble hearing me by any chance?
Not at the moment, ma'am.
Oh, good. Well, you know, you were talking about countertops. And countertops, of course, come in various patterns. And I was at the Gem and Mineral Show recently, and there is a business that is involved with the collection of stones, beautiful rocks and stuff from space and things that land on the planet. And it occurred to me that the patterns in them are exquisite. And I wondered if those kinds of patterns are offered in countertops, or if there could be some kind of get-together between those folks and people who manufacture and sell countertops, if they could come together and provide something very beautiful in addition to what we have for the public.
Okay, so what I understand, you are indicating that the meteors or the rocks that they obtain when we land on various planets and bringing those items back to Earth and using those tones and colors in developing a countertop. Is that correct?
Right, those beautiful patterns.
Right.
And while I'm speaking to you, I'm trying to find a business card. His name is Christian Meza, and he's heavily involved in this, also with the Tucson Space Society, by the way, might as well say that. And the things that come from space are utterly gorgeous. I just don't know how else to place it, what category to put them into. They're beautiful. And I wondered if we could mix the two of them together and provide even more products to the consumer.
Well, yeah. The answer is yes. It can be done, and I use the word can. There's two things in my vocabulary when we talk about items with a customer, is can and may, or do you want to do this? And can is one thing if you want to expense it out. A lot of things can be done. They may not be beneficial, or they may not be price-oriented towards what your budget may be. But Formica, as an example, has done some wonderful things recently. And number one is that we have some demonstrations at the store, as well as we took one of our items down to the home show this past week. And that is, we took several pictures of a Indian Pueblo on a mesa west of Albuquerque. And my son, who is an excellent photographer from that standpoint, we actually sent those pictures off to Formica, and they have a process that is labeled Envision, and therefore you can take those items with a photograph and they'll put them on a laminate surface. So this is exactly what you're talking about, is if they have the photos available, or you can get the photos and we can create sufficient patterns that will fit on the piece of yard goods, which is their minimum. And I think it's about 30 inches by 8 feet or 96 inches, that they'll make anything that you want to photograph and put back on a laminate surface. And I thought a while back what would be interesting, if you have a rather large family, you can take pictures of all your offspring, as an example, as well as mom and dad, and send that back there and tell them how you want the orient of these pictures on a laminate, and then you can develop your seating arrangement around the table. And then when they grow up and leave, you could put absent there or something like that as a constant reminder that that's where one of your children were sitting. So, yes, it can be done. You just have to get the photographs back to actually, it's not through Formica. There's a sub-company that Formica has contracted to do all this in order to accomplish that. So I hope that would solve your problem. So if you get some wonderful photographs, we can assist you in getting those countertops made for you.
So it's that easy to do that. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome, and have a very pleasant Easter or Passover weekend. So it looks like we've completed our second segment at AM 1030, The Voice with Trusted Local News and Talk. And John, take it away. Welcome back to the Hammer Time Radio Show. I'm Maurice Cerrone, transmitting in the A. Handyman's Haven Radio Studio on AM 1030, The Voice with our local trusted news and talk. So welcome back to the show, folks, and thank you very much, John. We've been talking about countertops a little while ago with Ingrid, as well as the seamless countertops that I was discussing with you prior to the phone call. We do have three or four activities going on at the present time of building these countertops. We do have some fancy edges available if the customers are interested in them. They do get pricey, but that will get you away from what we call the classic edge that Formica developed back in the 1900s when the countertops first came out and the automated equipment was not available to produce all these fine, good-looking counter front edges that we have. So it keeps us pretty busy down at the store from that standpoint. Another one of the major items we've been working on, I've mentioned to you in the past, is that we're pretty much in charge of, so to speak, the construction of a place within a high school in local Tucson, whereby they're providing the amenities that many family students need in order to complete their daily activities, such as learning how to wash clothes, ironing clothes, learning how to cook, having food available, et cetera, et cetera. And I've always had a lot of respect for contractors that are in charge of remodeling projects. And being that this project we're working on, we're interfacing with electricians, plumbers, flooring people, ceiling tiles, cabinet installers, countertop people, appliances, electrical, and to balance the programming or the scheduling of these activities within everybody else's requirements that they have of doing one job plus another job and keeping busy is a superior challenge from that standpoint. Many customers I know get concerned when things are not being accomplished on a so-called timely manner, but there are so many variables involved in every one of these craftsmen that we're working with, as well as other activities. Emergencies come up from that standpoint that have to be addressed, as well as what about the employees that are working these projects. And I can say that this past week in a project we've been working on, we've had two people in the various craftsmen that have been out sick, which has delayed the promotion of the project to a certain extent. We've had one of our employees where the wife has been hospitalized, and that has affected the work area from that standpoint. Other emergencies come up that people have to address in a timely manner, which are more important than completing the project. So it is really a juggling act. I guess I feel I ought to be on stage with multiple bowling pins and see how I can throw them up in the air and catch every one of them as they come down. So I have a lot of respect for contractors and working these projects, and I truly hope that if you're in a remodeling project with a contractor, that communication is the best way to understand what takes place, and try not to get too emotional when this occurs. I can remember a long time ago in the 70s, of the 1970s, by the way, that my wife and I and four children, during a major remodeling in our home, was associated with eating out with Tucson's Finest Originals, using a microwave, using a toaster oven, washing dishes in the tub, and while both of us were trying to go to school, in various aspects of that nature. So you talk about a balancing act and then trying to get all these things accomplished in remodeling. It's a wonder it ever got done, but with patience and understanding, you can see the small little movements that are taking place. So keep that in mind, folks, when you get involved with a remodeling project. And it would be nice if it was done yesterday, but for some reason that has some sort of difficulty in accomplishing. Another area I like to talk about is that a customer came in this past week, and it was rather interesting. He was doing a job for a friend and cleaning out a bunch of weeds and picking up the leaves and so on and so forth that was taking place. And in his blower that he was using, as well as the weed cutters, it happened to grab a rock that was on the ground, pitched it into a door. That doesn't sound too bad, but the door had a big glass window in it. So guess what happened to the glass window? It was a 22 by 65 inch window, 22 inches wide, that's left to right, 65 inches tall. And it was a tempered window, which means that when the rock hit it, it cracked into popcorn. There was little fine bits, pieces of glass everywhere. So he came in, not crying in an extent, but wanted to know if we could replace this window for him. The window actually had a mini blind within the window structure itself, and we do have those down at the store. But he ended up convincing the person that he was volunteering for that maybe they ought to match the other one, which had been broken previously, and somebody replaced for him. So he got the lower cost, what we call a one-light, single, a double-pane window, and put it and installed at a minimum amount of cost. So we do have replacement, what we call inserts for doors that go into steel or wood or fiberglass doors from that standpoint, and it can set you up with the replacement process. We do have customers that come in quite regularly, almost on a weekly basis, and buy these inserts because there is a serious problem associated with every one of them from that standpoint. So as far as leaf blowers go and things like that, and looking in one of the trade magazines, there is a leaf blower that's available, and I was not literally shocked, so to speak, but I was shocked as far as the voltage requirement that this leaf blower has. And I'll have to admit that I was never aware that there was a portable unit available with a 56-volt battery that would be on your backpack that would power this leaf blower with a nice cord that came around. So I can imagine the velocity of air that was being pumped out of the blowing tube associated with blowing this stuff around. And I also thought about how much dust that this would create if you're trying to clean up various aspects. And that is one of the things that I see with landscapers when they use these leaf blowers, that I think they create as much dust as they move the dirt around in order to try to pick it up. The air can sure get cloudy, I can tell you that. But anyway, there is a big leaf blower. The leaf blower is made by the Works Company. That's WORX. It has a 56-volt battery, which is rechargeable. It is a little on the expensive side, but if that's what you need in order to do what you're doing, that's something that you ought to consider. Another interesting tool that's available is how do we mark in long, thin distances away that so we can get an accurate marking on a board or whatever we're doing. There is a marker available that's put out by the FastCap company. Some of these things are available online, by the way, at the various companies. So the one previously would be Works. I believe it probably would be Works.com that you can obtain that unit. The Deep Reach marker can be obtained from the FastCap company at probably FastCap.com. It has a long reach that's a very thin tube in various small areas that you may need. And with that being in mind, you can dip down with this tube and with the nice point that it has on it, make the marking that you need in order to cut the things appropriate. One other tool that's pretty neat is a heavy-duty scraper. And those people that are involved with scraping various surfaces, being it wood or being it walls or taking paint off, I do caution you that if you happen to have leaded paint, be very, very careful about scraping leaded paint. Any home that was built during the 1978s or prior to was obviously painted with lead paint. You can encapsulate the lead paint and cover it up, and you'll be okay. But if you're going to try to sand it off or knock it down or whatever you're going to be doing, best review the lead painted requirements for removal, because that'll be the most important part in order to prevent inhalation of the various lead dusts that may be available and can get you violently sick. I'm going to cover one more tool here before we get to our break, and that's going to be a heavy-duty scraper. This is produced by the Ergo, E-R-G-O, or it would be Echo Romeo Golf Oscar, a paint scraper. It can be available online. In itself, the paint, the scraper is considered a class all by itself. It has cemented carbon blades that last much longer, as most carbon tools do in that case, or bits, than any conventional steel. It has a textured rubber handle for a good, comfortable grip. And the knob on the top of it will give you a lot of force when you want to put your entire body into the scraper and then pull it along the hand, pull it along with your hand. The blades are reversible, and it's easy to flip over, so therefore you can get double use out of the blades from that standpoint. Well, folks, the program is moving right along. We're coming upon our last break before the hour on AM 1030, The Voice, with trusted local news and talk in the A. Henny Manshaven radio studio. Yes, folks, the day I was born, which was a long time ago, but it only seems like a short period of time. I am Maurice Cerrone from A. Henny Manshaven. We're transmitting in the A. Henny Manshaven radio studio today. If you would like to call in and ask some questions or provide some information, please do on 520-790-2040. We're on AM 1030, The Voice, with trusted local news and talk. We've been talking a little bit about some tools, but I got a couple more that would be extremely helpful. I know that in many times when I'm putting together cabinetry or need to drill holes and then set a screw for whatever it happens to be, and sometimes I've had as many as three electric drills available. Of course, they were all portable, which was a good part of it, all driven by, at one time period, what is about 8 or 9 volt batteries. Today, you can get them up around 20 volt. So I had three of those drills available. One had a drill bit in it. One had a screw head tip set in it. And then one also had a countersink because I wanted to set the screw head below the surface. Well, today you can get two in one. I don't know of anyone that has a countersink, but you can certainly switch them out fast enough. There's a tool that's provided by the Montana Modular Drill and Drive Company. And on one end, you can have the driver for your screw, and the other one, you can have the drill bit that you need in order to set the proper size hole in order to bury it in. So you can get a complete set of these. It amounts to about four of them. They are available. You can get them with 1, 2, and 3 size Phillips head for your driving tips. And then you can get the type of bit that you would need to correspond with the various size of screw that you use, in a number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or up to the big ones from that standpoint. So this is a wonderful tool. You can get down to at least maybe two, unless you are going to countersink it. If you get down to without countersinking, then one would be sufficient. A prime example would be in setting cabinets on the wall. Many times we use finished washers whereby the head of the screw fits into a little bit of a washer and gives you a real nice finished look, so you don't have this raw screw showing in the type of setting of the wood. So that is something that could be very, very important from that standpoint. Another tool that's available that's pretty interesting is called Ultimate Hanging Stuff on the Wall Tool. And this tool itself is put out by the Capro Company. It's about 24 inches long, and it allows you to mark where you need to put the so-called mounting brackets in order to hang things on the wall in a horizontal or a vertical level. It's a measuring stick. It has a measuring stick. It has a straight edge for cutting picture mats and a centering tool. It has a pull-on clip out of each end to help the screws and tiny nails while you install them. Many times, the nails that you can use in various aspects are very thin in nature, and if you have real big fingers, as an example, or you happen to be missing a couple fingers, it could be rather difficult to hold these little nails and position it. So give that a whirl from that standpoint, and keep that in mind if you want to hang a lot of things on that aspect. So the next thing I'm going to talk about is going to be some of the housing aspects of what's going on in the Tucson metropolitan area. And this will probably take me up to the end of the program since we only have about a couple minutes left. But some of the things that are occurring in March of this year, even compared to March of last year, many people want to know from that standpoint. The inventory of homes for sale or properties that have been for sale are about 3% down from 2018. This year's inventory in March was about 3,500 homes. The percent of closing was in excess of 1,600, and it was down 1% from last year. The other thing that may be of concern is that there was 3,790 closings a year ago, which is a tremendous amount of things that come up for sale. And one of the interesting things is that the inventory being down so low really creates a seller's market. And they do have some information concerning the seller's market. And in, here, let me try to find that document at this time period. The seller's market many times is situated, associated with the pricing of the homes that's for sale. So in the document that I have received, that the seller's market is basically occurred all the way up through a $700,000 home, which is pretty interesting. It is a nice sizable home from that standpoint. Then it was a buyer's market when it reaches from about $700,000 all the way up to a million type of home. And that is also an interesting a philosophy from that standpoint. I did talk to someone at the home show. They did have a home for sale up in the Dove Mountain area. It sold for right around $1 million, and they did get their offering price. They did not have to come off of that. It was a brand new home built, and that was, I thought, pretty interesting. And the contractor was involved with that. It was like a spec home, was a speculative. In other words, it's built without having a buyer, which from a contractor standpoint is probably the best way of doing things like that. Therefore, they can proceed and accomplish what they would like to do without having any changes. And I can say that changes can be rather drastic. They do take a lot of time to ensure that all items are covered in a change, because many items are rather subtly involved in the changes. So that is something on the closing, the sellers and buyers market. $700,000 was the break point from it going from sellers to buyers. One of the other interesting things is that the median price, and I know we've talked a little bit about median, which is a statistical term, versus mean. And all these are things that you learn in statistics. But median means that 50% of the items that is being compared is above this point and 50% is below that point. So if you're selling 100 homes, that means that in this case, if the median is right in the middle, that 50 of those homes were above this level and 50 of the homes that sold were below this level. The median could be higher as far as that goes. It could be 60, which means that 60% were above this. Well, I stand corrected. Median always means the middle point of the homes that were sold as far as the price goes. Average or mean is another case. That's the average price of the entire operation. So the average listing for homes was about 14 months, which is an interesting operation from that standpoint. The median sale price over the last 14 months has been decreasing, which is very interesting. And a little bit about monthly payments, and I'll find the document associated with that at least. On the monthly payments, in 2006, as an example, as a comparison point, the monthly median price was $220,000, and a monthly payment was about $1,300. In 2018, the median price was less. It was $303,000 for the homes, and the A monthly payment was about $980 per month. In 2019 so far, the median price has approached 2006. It's about $216,000. And the interest rate at that value is about 2.2 or 4.25%. And the monthly payment is $1,008 on that finance type home. Well, we've come to the end of our program. Mr. John over there is waving at me. And I thank you very much, John, for keeping me alert. This is AM 1030, The Voice on Trusted Local News and Talk. And Maurice Cerrone signing off from the A. Henny Man's Haven radio studio.